Working.
All right.
We're up and about.
So it's podcast 7.
It's podcast 7, take 10. Far out. I think I'm just... No, I'm not worn out. Never really worn out, but...
You get frustrated and pissed off.
Technology really technology not working really frustrates me.
I know, because it's supposed to make your life easier, but in actual fact...
You get it to use it, which actually has made your life harder. Because you only bought it thinking it would work well and make your life easier. And
nothing ever does.
No.
Sucks.
It does suck. Some things work really well, like me and you.
Yeah, well, we're not technology, we're people.
Yes. My car works really well. Like, yeah. It didn't miss a beat this whole trip around Australia. It was freaking awesome.
Well, maybe some of the viewers don't know what we've just done.
We just drove 12,756 or something kilometres around Australia.
But we didn't do, like,
all... We didn't do it around Australia.
We didn't go to Queensland or Victoria.
Yeah, or we sort of skipped Queensland. We skipped the top of the Northern Territory because they had rain and we sort of closes a lot of roads up there, a lot of dirt roads, all my favourite roads.
Mm-hmm.
And we skipped the bottom of WA. Let's just say we did a big fucking road trip. Yeah. We can't say we drove around Australia.
That's correct.
But I've driven around Australia. Technically, because I've driven nearly all those other spots. Not in as one well.
Yeah. Stint.
Yeah, someone said, you left out Tasmania. You can't even bow on in Tasmania, you big poof.
And, like, why would you go there? And you can't drive there. You've got to get your car.
You've got to put your car on a ferry thing. But we'll do Tasmania another time. But
stay.
Right now, the dog wants to
be on this. She wants to be on the podcast, but I put her to bed. So she's... I've got to shout out to her and tell her to stay.
I'll tell you how long it took to get this up and running, this podcast. This hot chocolate's cold. It's no longer a hot chocolate. It's a cold chocolate.
Yeah. Do you want some of my hot chocolate?
No, I don't. Your hot chocolate's poison.
Mm. But at least I don't look like a complete alco.
Yeah.
Drinking.
We are. What's the time? We're only half an hour away from the new year kicking in.
I know.
Which is pretty cool.
It is cool.
They would come up to the cabin, just me and Kim thought we'd have a romantic time up at the cabin. Instead of having a romantic time, we're just going to do a podcast. But
we'll still have a romantic time.
We will. After, in the new year, no doubt.
Always have a romantic time.
It's been an awesome year. Like, every year is an awesome year. I had a little conversation today about... You know, people that wait for the new year to make a resolution.
Yeah, like, no one sticks
to that shit. If you're actually really keen and want to change something in your life, you'll do it no matter what day of the week it is.
Yeah.
You'll just make it happen.
I usually wait for Mondays, though. Mondays, because it's the beginning of the week. Yeah, and I'll start fresh on Monday.
No, it should happen right there and then in that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should. Yeah, otherwise all you're doing is... But
any sort of change... to the life that you have, you're right. It's just a change that you just make then and there and you don't go back.
No, that's right. Unless, you've got to really, really want something to make the change, and a new day or a new year isn't enough want to actually stick to and make a change that I know of. I've never heard of anyone going, you know, on New Year's Eve, I swore I was going to quit smoking, so I did. Or something like that.
Mm.
And it's like, because I want to lose a bit of weight at the moment. Not that I'm overweight, but I'm just a little bit heavier than what I'm used to.
Mm.
And I reckon I'll feel that in the mountains. And I just feel it,
within yourself.
Yeah, just day to day.
Mm.
So I just want to lose a little bit of weight. And it's just all sugar because I freaking love me sugars too much. But like, exercise isn't the issue. Like, I can still run every one of these mountains any day of the week.
Yeah.
But I think you're still carrying extra weight.
I think what you do is when you do go hunting for excess amount of time, you kind of starve yourself through hunting. Mm. Like, it's just natural because you're just going hard at it. And so all the fat's dropping off you and you're not eating all the stuff that you would normally eat. Yeah. So your body is going... starvation, and then when you finish that hunt, you fucking binge.
Oh, because and you're like, meh. Yeah.
My, and so, and yeah. that's why you stack on the yeah, weight.
Yeah, and my and body's it, just like, look at that. But actually, get it.
It gets worse as you get older.
Yeah.
That's what you'll find. Oh, for sure. It's hard.
When you're out by hunting, it's like you appreciate food so much more that when I come back, I want to smash it even yeah. more. And then, but it's also good because I'll find an excuse to do an extreme hunt where I lose weight. Like, that's pretty much my weight loss program.
So you...
It is. Like, I deliberately... I'll go on hunts and deliberately take little to no food because I'm using it as a weight loss program.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just... I want to cut some of them out. I don't want to be lean as lean because that's when you're really...
Well, you'll struggle.
That's when you're really struggling in the bush. It's better to have a little bit of reserve on.
Yeah.
And then be able to burn that away when you're away hunting. But, anyway, that's something that I'm going to stick to, but it wasn't like, oh, this is my New Year's resolution. It's yeah. just something.
It just happens to me. No, that's me right. At that
I put on a little bit of weight where I don't want it. Bop, 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 bop. And I want to shred it off, so I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And just mainly cutting out those foods, eat healthier foods during the day. A little bit of fasting at the moment. But, you know, like I cut fizzy drinks out a long time ago, which was good.
When?
2 days ago? No, I think we're at work. Nah, bullshit. I used to drink a couple of Cokes every day.
When?
When I was working all the time. And then,
when was that?
Like a couple of years ago.
Babe, I buy all the groceries. Yeah,
Who's drinking all the
fizzy drink?
The kids. Bullshit. No, you buy lime and bitters every now and then and that's it.
Yeah, but you do drink them.
Yeah,
you
can't but say like that you don't. Maybe six a week maximum.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know.
But because I'm one of these people that I like flavor. Like, I enjoy the taste of water as well, but I also like flavors. That's when those mountain hops are really good and handy.
Mm.
And, but just.
But you learned, when you give up, like, sugar and all that sort of stuff, you learn to appreciate the taste of. Other like healthy for sure. food, and then yeah. when you go, and then when you don't have sugar for so long,
yeah.
and then you fucking eat a slice of cake, you just about die.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
All you taste is sugar, and yeah. it's just like, oh my god,
yeah, it's too
how
much.
Could I eat this?
No, even water's got a really nice taste to it if you've gone without it for long enough.
Yeah,
like I talk about going in the mountains, and then you come across water. That water's actually got this real beautiful taste to it. But most people don't taste it anymore because we're used to flooding our taste buds with everything else.
Exactly.
You don't actually taste how good just water is.
Yeah. Yeah. Back to our trip. So what was... Like, I just want to pinpoint a few moments of the trip. I've written some notes. So, like, what was the best spot? That we went to, like, kind of like your favorite spot.
Even though I've been there 100 times before, out on the islands at work.
Yeah.
So northern Western Australia,
mm-hmm.
on the coast, like, it's just so hard to beat. It's just an absolute paradise. That island's a freaking paradise.
Yeah.
That water's a paradise. Just even the mainland there's just so awesome.
I wish there was a couple more trees. There's no trees on it.
There's no trees. No, there's you no need shade. To take your own shade.
Yeah.
That Karajini National Park's always crazy, like that fresh water just pumping out of the desert.
Yeah.
You know, and just creating an absolute oasis.
Yeah, that was... Especially that the last place that we went to with the waterfall coming yeah. down and all the maiden fern.
Yeah, yeah, fern pool.
Fern pool, yeah. is that what it's called? Yeah, because yeah, of all the ferns, yeah. But it was, like, really shaded and tropical and,
yeah.
but, you know, 5 minutes walk away, it's fucking desert.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's so weird.
Yeah, so definitely the islands is number one, then Karajini, then Ayers Rock's friggin' amazing.
Yeah, that was cool.
But the problem with Ayers Rock is it's so commercial now. You know, like, there's fences around everything. There's paths to everywhere.
I just don't like people...
big fee going in.
Yeah, like, this is the authority.
Well, we can't stand authority because we're the sort of people that do the right thing anyway, but you've still got authority like coming down on you, you know, saying you can't do this, you can't do this, don't do that, you've got to do this.
Yeah.
And it's annoying because... It
wrecks it for people with common sense.
Yeah, that's right. It's not wild anymore. Mm. You know, and we're both the sort of people that enjoy the wild things.
Yeah.
And they've tamed it to a degree that any numpty can just go there and
numpty. Yeah. I've never heard you use that word numpty? Ever.
I like the word numpty.
Ever.
Or numbskull.
Numbskull, I've heard.
Have you? Numpty's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like numpkies, you know, like a numbskull's like, oh. But a numpkey's like, oh.
How do you even have the followers that you have?
They're all numpkies probably.
Oh, following fuck.
This numpkey.
But what was like the highlight for you? And so, mind you, we did this with our three kids as well. It wasn't just Adam and I.
The highlight?
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
Like just pinpointing like one little segment.
One little thing. When all the little sea turtles were hatching and there was like a massive flock of seagulls smashing them, like the seagulls coming down and pecking them, and the kids chase the seagulls off and, you know, help those little sea turtles get to the water's edge. That was probably the best, like just seeing the kids like enjoying that and like playing a big part in conservation because, you know, those turtles are on the brink of extinction, so any one of them you can save is a move in the right direction. So to see the kids enjoying that and actually doing something so meaningful was pretty cool.
Yeah, and just having them understand
the
circle of things and
Well, you how so it works. Like all you guys come out to the island last year, and you remember last year there was it was early this year.
It was January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a few goanna tracks on the island, and that was about it. Yeah, there was only a couple. But you never ever seen a goanna. You never even seen
one. I didn't see one. And I remember saying, because I saw a track, and I was like, what is that? Because, you know, I could see the prints and then the, like a snake.
It's a tail.
Like a tail. Movement, and I was like, what is that? And I asked you.
Yeah, so from going to seeing tracks but no goannas to this trip seeing just a ton of goannas like on the island.
I've never seen that many.
They're digging up unhatched eggs and eating unhatched eggs. They're grabbing little sea turtles as they hatch. Then you've got the birds coming down and smashing them, most of the seagulls, but then you've got some like bigger prey birds and stuff like sea eagles coming down and grabbing them. Then they get to the water's edge and there's those little black tip reef sharks swimming around smashing them everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, far out. No wonder they're on the friggin', you know, endangered list. They're just getting smashed left, right and centre. Now, things might have been kept in check when Indigenous Australia was more populated on the island because whenever those goannas would show up, I'm sure the Indigenous were eating those goannas.
Yeah.
Because it's a good meat.
And so is it true that they lay dormant? For
the goannas?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't read that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well. No, I haven't read that. It might be. But, no, everything that I've read is that they swim out to the island and they eat off the island, but there'd usually just be a few. Now there's an overrun of goannas because, like I said, the Indigenous Australia has been taken out of the hunting ring in a massive degree that there's not many Indigenous that go out and hunt anymore because food's just at the store. So goanna population's going for the roof and, you know, white fellas can't hunt them. It's illegal. They're an Australian native. They're a protected species. Only the Indigenous can hunt them. I don't know. It's a tough balance, but I hope some authorities taken into consideration that Indigenous Australia is no longer helping
control
those numbers like that.
Yeah, because there's nothing really to lower their numbers.
No, there's not. No.
Yeah.
No. Maybe some big birds like the sea eagles might knock them off a bit every now and then, but the numbers seem to be skyrocketing, which is a shame. Like I want my kids to still be able to go to that island when they're older with their kids and show them leatherback sea turtles.
Yeah.
And or any of those big sea turtle species, you know, because it's just amazing.
They are amazing.
So anyway, yeah, hopefully.
Well, we didn't even see that many, like, from January to December, we didn't even see that many of the large ones that we would normally see.
No, that's right, yeah.
Because we saw heaps, but maybe it's just a different time of the year. Yeah, maybe they're more predominant in January.
Yeah, it is slightly different. So
yeah, because we just saw so many last time. Yeah,
it's beautiful. It's just so wild out there. That's why I love it.
I know. I wish I could live.
The fishing's crazy. The wildlife's crazy. Just the whole ocean. It's
amazing. I've only got 1% of my phone.
Awesome.
Crap. So what was the grossest part of the whole trip?
Oh, the grossest. Yeah. I can't think of anything gross.
Anything gross?
No. No.
I thought it was pretty gross when that crocodile lost its tooth. But yeah, I was feeling sick already.
You're already feeling sick.
Anything was gonna make me feel sick.
We're at the Mount Douglas pretty gross. Crocodile Park, and a big croc, I can't remember its name, but it was a massive croc.
Oh yeah, I can't remember.
And it come up to snatch a bit of chicken or something like that. And I think it hit its jaw on the fence or something like that. Or it might have just knocked its teeth together too fast and it full popped off a big tooth, which comes spilling out on the ground. An old mate there that was running the tour, he actually gave it to our daughter, Aaliyah, which was pretty mad.
Yeah, it's a cool tooth.
Oh, it's stoked. Freaking, she was stoked, I was stoked. And you're going to get one of our friends to make like a necklace out of it for Aaliyah, which would be cute.
Yeah.
But so they're like, heard old mate say that they're like a stack of ice cream cones. Whereas one pops off and the other one just pushes back up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they lose them all the time and they pop back up. It was one of his main ones. Because then the second croc lost one as well.
Yeah, doing the same thing. But I think that the crowd of people were just a bit shocked.
Oh, some people like, oh my gosh, it lost the tooth. They're fucking a beast.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's that croc wasn't even thinking about losing the tooth. It didn't wasn't give like, a shit. Ow,
is the tooth fairy coming?
That's just the part of it. Imagine like being out in the real wild. It'd be so much worse than that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Like there was a croc there that was missing one of its front legs, being nipped off by another croc.
Yeah.
And some of our other friends, I think it was actually the Humphreys, were there when they were feeding the crocs. Mm. And another croc come up, grabbed its leg, turned, ripped its whole leg off. And the croc that lost its leg was still just like, where's my food? I'm still hungry, and was just getting around like it wasn't hadn't even happened. Wasn't like, oh, my arm, I've got a little nub. It didn't give a shit. The animals are. That's how some people get the name animal. You're an animal. You're an animal because animals are tough as hell.
Yeah,
they don't give a shit. That sort of thing doesn't bother them. I've seen deer running around with snapped points of antlers jammed in their side, and they're running around trying to root. You know, it's like it just doesn't bother them.
Most people won't know what root means unless they're from Australia.
Mate, want to have sex. Want to fuck.
Okay.
That's what I want to do. The animals are just tough as hell. They don't even think of it like that.
Mm.
You know, and then that's when people are like, oh, the poor animal got shot with a razor sharp arrow. Man, that's peaceful as hell.
Yeah.
Hell's not peaceful. That's a bad saying, eh?
Yeah,
that's peaceful as heaven.
Yeah.
Getting shot with a arrow. Like, I was having this discussion. I think Cam might have posted something. Someone was giving him shits or whatever. And, no, he put up a video and it was some other animal just brutally eating another animal. I think it was a black bear or a brown bear.
Eating another bear.
Nah, and it had, like, a deer or something on the ground and the deer's still alive.
Oh yeah, squirming, I saw that. And it's just tearing the
flesh off
it. It was
like that's how animals
I
hunt.
I know
but it's
quite confronting to watch.
It's brutal. I love animals. That hurt me to watch that.
Yeah,
and I'm a hunter and that hurt me to watch that.
Yeah,
although I do feel if you're a hunter you usually got more emotions and feelings and understandings of animals as a hunter than a non-hunter.
Yeah.
And it makes you appreciate them more and stuff like that. So that's brutal for even hunters to watch, or even on a bigger scale for hunters to watch.
Mm.
But what I was saying was, like, that's how animals kill. These animal activists and that should be fucking thanking us You think about it. We kill. We kill in the most humane way possible.
Yeah.
Like we kill with emotion.
Yeah, but a lot of people would be like, "Well, why do you have to? Don't do it."
What do you mean? But we are doing it. At least we're not doing it like the bear.
Yeah.
Like at least we're not there cutting little strips off the animal while it's still alive. Like that's how animals kill.
I know.
These people need to go and petition against bears.
Yeah.
And tigers and shit like that. But they're all fine to do that because they're like, they're well, they animals. Guess what? We're animals too.
I know.
No fucking different. They eat meat, we eat meat.
Yeah.
Like, and just, that's what I was saying. Like, they should be thankful that hunters are so ethical and want to kill in the most humane way and peaceful way as possible. And I had this discussion with a couple of guys not so long ago when they was, actually, was it you or Arnie? Might have been your auntie when I was saying, like, there's so many animals, nearly all the animals you shoot with an arrow don't even understand that they've been hit with an arrow. Don't even understand that they're going to die. Don't even understand what's even happened.
Yeah.
They usually bound off or run off because they've heard something.
Mm.
Or in some cases, they stand right there and look around and the next minute they fall over dead.
Yeah.
You know, I've shot a bunch of goats and pigs. The arrow's gone straight through them. And one I can think of was a big boar. I stalked in, shot this big boar from like 15 metres. And so there's a little bit of sound at 15 metres that an animal can hear. And the arrow zipped straight through it and I threw its head up and sort of looked around and then put its head back down and it just started rooting back up again and it fell over while it was rooting up. Like I didn't even know that it was shot. That arrow went straight through both of its lungs and was dead, you know. And so, and there's another point in that as well. Make sure your broadheads are razor sharp because if you ever cut yourself, and if you cut yourself with something real sharp, you don't even know you cut yet.
No, I know.
And then you look down, you're like, blood. Oh, shit, I cut myself.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like there's hardly any tissue there when you shoot an animal double lungs. That's why we like those broadside double lung shots as well.
Mm.
There's hardly any tissue there. So, and an animal doesn't even understand what sharp is. It doesn't. It doesn't understand what sharp is.
I know.
And it doesn't look down. And
I'm not laughing like...
Yeah, I know. I'm not being disrespectful.
Yeah, I'm not being disrespectful.
You know, and animals also like look down.
It's just funny to
me. It won't see blood and be like, oh, I've been shot. Help. Fucking help me. Help me. Yeah. No, they don't understand that.
Yeah. Stop making me laugh.
Like pigs. I've watched pigs tear each other up. Like full tusks, rips and everything. And a pig's just going at it. The fight ends, the boar that's all ripped up and stuff like that, like one boar walks off like, oh, I lost the fight. And the other boar's all torn up and he walks over to the sow for a root to mate. Like, you know, I'm not going to the doctor. There's no doctor. They don't know that. They don't need to know that because they're tough as hell.
Yeah. So what do you think that you walked away from our trip knowing that you didn't already know?
Nothing. I already know the ins and outs of a lot of you lot. Countryside wise, I realized
anything.
I didn't realize it was going to be so green even up through the desert of Australia, but like
super green.
That's a one in every 100 year event where the countryside's that green like that. Like all up through that desert country, it was beautiful. It scattered a lot of animals and, you know, look, I will tell you something that I learned.
Mm.
I learned that central New South Wales, you know, like where Jack and Jill live, the sheep station we went to, has a hell of a lot more wild dogs than I ever thought.
Yeah.
We
did learn that.
Yeah, you'd probably quote it better than me. What was the kill rate
for? Yeah, but dogs? I can't remember. I can't even remember if that's real because I saw a post of theirs with a bunch of lamb.
Yeah, they're the only ones they got to keep were the orphan ones.
Oh.
Yeah. So let's just say this station usually breeds 400 lambs a year. And
yeah.
It might be more than that. And I might have got this wrong as well, but they're big numbers. Yeah. So let's just say they breed 400 lambs a year. And they usually get about 75% birth rate. So that's 400 lambs. Then they notice a couple of wild dogs and it dropped down to like 60%. Then the next year they got down to 40% and they noticed a lot more wild dogs and a lot more tracks. And these dogs they're not killing to eat. they're just thrill killing. They'll grab a lamb, they'll tear it apart, they'll move on to the next lamb. Grab that lamb, tear it apart, move on to the next lamb. So they're finding all these dead lambs and all these wild dog prints. Then last year, the only lambs that got last year were the ones that were orphans. So they took them back to the house and were raising them at the house, obviously where the dogs can't get them. They lost 100% of their lambs. Like, that's how bad the wild dog problem is. They lost 100% of their lambs. That is insane. Like, that's just, where's your income from that? Like, where's the sense in having all these wild dogs running around when they're just wiping out livestock? Like, that's just the livestock. So imagine the wildlife that they wipe out as well.
Yeah, I know.
Ground nesting birds, you know, other young wallabies, full-grown wallabies and stuff like that. So that's a major issue. That was an eye-opener.
Yeah.
So we ended up camping out at Jack and Jill's there for a night, which was nice. But we had, like, this crazy storm
wind
come through.
Yeah. It was really windy.
That was cool. But as far as, I'm not trying to sound cocky either, like, that I'm really educated on Australia and stuff like that. But I've sort of been there and
I know, but that's what kind of makes it good for us.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Because we trust you in knowing your shit.
And then, and I didn't learn anything new about you and the kids being cramped, like, five of us cramped up in that four-wheel drive for that amount of time around Australia. Mm. Like, I'm like, there's going to be some good arguments on this trip and stuff like that.
But we were pretty good. We didn't argue.
We never argued.
We had one argument. I can't even remember what it was about. Yeah, I didn't talk to you for a couple of hours.
Oh, fuck.
But we were both cranky at each other.
Oh, it was probably over something petty like couples do. I can't even remember what it was.
I can't remember what it was.
And like the kids fought a little bit, but no more than any other time. I actually thought they were friggin' awesome.
I thought that they would have been worse.
Yeah, they were amazing. Yeah. And just the games they'd play and the things they'd think up in the car and
it was very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweetest family, I love yous.
No, we love you too.
Oh, that's good.
What else do I have here before my phone dies? If you would do anything different on the trip, would you?
If I'd do anything different on the trip? 2 months. Like,
are you serious?
Well, yeah.
That was so long.
If we had 2 months.
How long were we gone? Three weeks.
And because it was spur of the moment thing, like we just sort of went.
It was pretty.
I would have left earlier. So a lot of the territory and Kimberley roads weren't closed. Because, a couple of my favourite spots to go and a couple of my hunting spots that I like to go to, all those roads were closed because of the wet season.
Yeah, and I would have liked to have seen. Like where you go in the Northern Territory.
Oh, you would have loved the Northern Territory. Just putting your eyes on a massive big buffaloes. That's something else.
Yeah, I bet.
Like,
kind of like the first time I ever saw an elk type situation.
Yeah, even more
or heard,
so.
Like a bugle and stuff.
As hard as it is to imagine, even more so than seeing an elk.
Why is that?
Because they're just giant. They're just massive, massive beasts. They're just huge and they're in this big open flat terrain and they just dominate. Like, even just looking at them, it's just like,
get fucked.
They're far out. They're awesome. I just want to bow on them.
Crazy.
All day long. All
right. So, well, what did you miss the most from home?
Didn't really miss much from home. I missed the cabin here. I missed the farm.
Oh, well, that's great.
I miss getting all my packages from sponsors.
It was like Christmas
when we got home. It was so awesome. Mountain Ops, Yeti, Acubo, Hoyt, this Promier lighting.
No.
There was a bunch of stuff there. There was heaps. It was freaking awesome. Yeah. It was just like
Christmas. You were tearing through it
all. Going through boxes. It was cool.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Well, I missed my bed and the dog the most.
Yeah, that rooftop camper was pretty slick, sweet.
Not compared to our fucking bed.
Not compared to our bed, but no, it was pretty nice.
No way. It was okay.
I love the stars.
Yeah,
I think a part of the rush home was the full moon started coming out. and it was overcast most of the way home, so we sort of jetted home pretty fast.
Yeah.
And we wanted to be home for New Year's as well.
Yeah.
But because we were going to go to John and Skye's and stay in their hut down there.
And we were going to go through Canberra.
Yeah, there was a heap of things that we wanted to do. But anyway, we achieved what we wanted to get done anyway. But
yeah.
So my only regret would be next time have more time. And
well, maybe next time we go down, do the bottom end.
Yeah, and come up for the top.
Yeah.
And like, you know, my buddy Aaron, and we could have called in the Ookles up in the territory. We could have got in the buff hunt. There was just, yeah, there was a heap more experience. We never did any barramundi fishing. That was something I really wanted you to experience. So
cool. So did anything piss you off on the trip?
Anything piss me off? Nah, none of our gear let us down, really. I wanted to do podcasts while we're
traveling. Yeah.
And the headsets and microphones that I bought that were supposed to cancel out a lot of background noise didn't at all when I did the test.
Yeah.
So we couldn't do any podcasts when we're traveling, but we're doing one now, so.
Well, this is kind of cool because we've done it all and we can just recap.
Yeah.
On what we did.
Yeah, no, that's right, yeah. And you've got all the info, which is good, because I'm just like, what road trip? What?
Shut
the cabin now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I was about to say, I reckon your phone's dead, isn't it?
No, it's not.
What else you got?
Well, we kind of covered most stuff that I've got on here. I was just...
Oh, Happy New Year.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Wow, we bang on for a while.
12:01 a.m. No, it was only like 20 minutes by the time we got this bitch started.
True.
Yeah,
it
don't matter.
No, I was, obviously for myself, the highlight was being on the island. That was awesome.
It was the best.
Getting sunburnt, not so awesome, but that was all right. But also just hanging out with the people in the Pilbara, like
the Humphreys.
The Humphreys and their family.
Yeah.
And their friends and...
Rogers, Maxwell.
Yeah. Tom.
Tom.
Yeah, the legend.
He's a legend.
And playing cards.
Yeah, and Antonio.
Antonio. Yeah, he's a legend.
And we had my work Christmas party up there, which was pretty cool. Got a really good crew of guys there. I don't know half of them because I haven't been to work for so long. But really good crew of guys, which was nice to meet and then have the Christmas party with and stuff like that.
Yeah. Someone drank too much at the Christmas party.
You. I don't drink.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. No, it was good. Just recapping 2017, like the whole year, like it's just like shit blows up every year, but this year it was just like it was insane. But,
like as a couple, like we've had a tough year as well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh, the other, like we've cut like some people out of our life this year. I was thinking about that as well.
Yeah.
You know, because I was like, oh, this year was pretty tough. It was tough with us because, you know, there's so much time apart, you know, doing frigging 30-something days in America. I think I did what did I do? Because I did the Chittle Hunt. Like I did the Yeti, I did the Chittle Hunt, then I did the Elk Hunt, and then there was at least a month apart
It seemed like the first 6 months of the year like I hardly
I was up here building, I was getting ready for the wedding, I did the rut, then I did the Under Armour filming, then I did New Zealand,
and then you went to the Northern Territory,
then I did the NT after our wedding, we got married,
went
to the Northern Territory for our wedding, then I went over to see Rogan,
we've been together since then,
but then we've been together,
so the first I reckon the first 6 months was hard for you and I because we just didn't have any time together.
Yeah.
So it was just tensions were high some of the time, but we got through it. So, yeah. But I think in a sense, because it was so hard, it actually like made us fight for each other more.
No, do you know what I mean? It makes us better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just, self-discovery on what we can
do. It wasn't just that. Like, we already did the big warnings to say, like, this beginning of the year is going to be fucking hectic.
Yeah.
And we're going to, we've just got to bear with it because we're not going to be together so much.
Mm.
But, I sort of hate the saying, but it's really true. Like, there's no reward without sacrifice, and that's the sacrifice.
Yeah.
And it sucks that there's sacrifice in everything, but, what do you want to do? Do you want to do that thing and get there and get past it or not, So you fight for it and you get what you want.
Yeah.
And then, next year's going to be no different.
It is going to be different.
No, as in the fact that it's going to be super hectic, lots of sacrifice.
But we have made a pact to...
Oh, for sure. But there's still sacrifice in that because there'll be a fair bit of time without the kids or a fair bit of time without being at home there and that. But it's no different than any job. It's actually a really, really good job. I'm starting to call it a job now. But it's a really good job because in a sense it's better than the 9-to-5. Like I used to... Whenever I'd go away in the mining industry and you'd go away for 4 weeks, you'd have 4 weeks on and 1 week off at home. And I know you used to hate that as well. I used to hate it too. But if I was working back home on a 9-to-5 job and I nearly always had to work Saturday to make ends meet.
It was more time together.
If I was working back home, I'd maybe have 3 days off every 4 weeks because I'd work the Saturday and some of the Sundays. When I was working away, I'd have a whole week at home, and it was like time.
That's not true.
As long as I wasn't going hunting.
Yeah, no, exactly. You would still get in like a quick hunt in that week.
Yeah.
And then when you weren't hunting, we were renovating our house. So you were working on our house.
Yeah, I know. But I'm not just talking about that period because let's just say I was working 6 days a week when I was back home, I'd still go hunting some Sundays and stuff like that.
I know.
So I'm just saying working away was better. It was a better lifestyle for all of us.
Yeah.
And it was also more time at home.
Yeah.
And it's no still different. Sucks. It's no different than this, what we're, calling a job now.
Yeah.
It's not a job at all because I freaking love it. And jobs are shit that you hate. But, but let's just call it a job and I've got to go to these trade shows or I'm going away for a hunt and stuff like that. Still more time at home than if I was at home on a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good. And it's just a juggle and we're just trying to balance it out where we can. But yeah, this year was definitely hard to not have you around as much as I would have liked.
Yeah, well, I was... So, the beginning of the year, finishing the cabin, trying to get this cabin finished, then the rut kicks in and I'm, in my own rut as well, just going ballistic.
Mm.
And in between going ballistic for the rut, whenever the rut was quiet or it hadn't kicked off, I was here and getting ready for the wedding and I built that whole building over there for the wedding.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't a concentrated amount of time.
Oh, for sure.
Separated,
but it still chews up time. And all I'm saying is, in this new year, I will be busy because I'm going to do other shit up here. But it definitely won't be as bad because I won't have the pressure of that.
Getting
the barn has to be done to have the wedding.
Yeah, I know.
I have to build.
But the only reason why you had pressure is because you had all these hunts that you were going
to do as well
that took you away from doing that.
Well, I'm always going to do hunts, but...
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying that this year was... you don't usually go away that much.
No way.
Yeah.
No, and I don't... next year will be just as bad, but there's so many hunts next year that you're coming with me.
Yeah, that's right.
So
it's fine.
So.
We made a deal... Well, maybe I just made a deal with myself. he can go on hunts and stuff like that, but not longer than, a week at a time. And if he's going longer than a week, then we have to be with you.
Yeah, yes and no. There's certain hunts that
you
can't come into that backcountry of Montana and
an elk with me. I know that.
So but there'll still be a hunt or two every year where I'm gone for longer than that by myself.
Yeah. Like I'm so planning long as it's on walking. Just like one time.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But I'm already planning on doing this solo trek, you know, where I walk from one side.
Yeah, I know. We've discussed that. Of country and remember, to the other. I stewed on that for about half an hour.
Yeah.
On whether I and was going to let you do it.
It will take 30 days to walk the distance or something like that. That's not a hunt that you'll want to be
on.
No, that's not a hunt that anyone really wants to be on.
No. Except for real. Except for you.
Dedicated fuckwits.
Yeah. So you can do that, but I just don't want you to die.
No, I won't die. It's just everyone thinks you're going to die when you do something like that because it's so far out of their own comfort zone.
I know, but it's so remote and it's in the desert. Yeah, but you know what? What about water?
Yeah, well, we just got to play it safe and just get it right. It's not in the desert.
It's in the middle of the country.
No, I'm not walking across the Tenami track.
Well, you're in...
Shit, I would die there.
Oh, well...
I don't want to tell anyone where it is yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Keep that a secret. It's a surprise for 2018.
Yeah, anyway. And then same, you know, like every year I'll want to do one of those crazy backcountry hunts.
Yeah, that's fine.
And it's not a hunt. But all the other hunts, you can come on or...
Yeah.
Kids can come on. Like, that's, yeah. Like, I'll enjoy that. So it's like, yeah, sweet.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, anyway. Yeah, it was a big year, but I achieved some cool, really cool stuff. And, like, I ended up, what did I get? Me two biggest fallow deer for the year, which was cool. We ate plenty of fresh venison throughout the year. Got, what did I do? Two buff hunts. I did the one with Cam. That was the first one up that Under Armour filmed.
Was it?
Yep.
I feel like that you were in the Northern Territory more than twice.
And then I went up with Aaron and Yukles.
Mm-hmm.
And I killed a heap of good boars and those good buff. And Zed, I got me first tar and me first shammy. Yeah,
that was Zed. Cool. Even though, like, you weren't gone for that long, and that's why I prefer those kind of hunts. And
yeah, they're good hunts.
I know that you said earlier today that you're just like, I wish that I could have spent more time there, but...
Yeah, no, well, look, I worked my ass off for my tar.
Yeah.
You know, that was awesome. Walked from the bottom to the top a couple of days in a row, got him killed, walked him off the mountain. Then went and did the chamois hunt. We got a helicopter up to the tops on the chamois hunt because we only had like 2 days or a day and a half or something. And then I ended up killing me chamois. That was awesome as well. And then choppered it off the mountain, didn't walk it off. And had the two species and that's awesome, but it's like it's just like a quick little snippet of a hunt. You know what I mean? Like you're in and out. And that's how most of the sponsor paid ones, you know, happen in those little expeditions as well. They're always going to be little quick hunts because, you know, they only got a film crew for so long and stuff like that. But
I like them.
Yeah, you like them and that's cool. And I'm sure there's more of those to come. But personally, I want a hunt where I walk in there, study the animal, find out what's a big mature animal for that area. Because you can only shoot what's big for that area, but know what's big for that area
because you've been in there studying it, to
experience the country, not just the animal, not just the hunt, you know, what you're hunting, but experience the whole country, you know, like the plant life, the everything, you know, and know the landscape, then kill an animal and then, you know, work your ass off to kill that animal and then, like, there's a full experience then that goes with it. And it's like, but New Zealand was just sort of like, you know, you're out there and then you're straight back and then there's a ton more mystery and stuff like that and things that you wanted to see and do and you don't get in the dorm. But it's still a cool hunt all the same, but I really like to work hard for my animals, you know.
But you do.
Yeah, I do, but, you know, that's... When you do something enough, when you do something so much and enough, you're looking for something extra.
Yeah.
You know.
And, I get that.
And the extra is extra fucking hard. That's what I want. I want it to be hard. I want to get to the point where you're nearly a fucking broken down mess, you know, and you start questioning yourself, like, why are you doing this? Why would you come out here? You know, this is horrible. And then and then you turn it completely up the other way and you're standing over this magnificent beast that you've killed, you know, and you're just... Yeah, it's like it's all, almost sounds like a sickness, doesn't it?
Kind of.
Anyway, it's not. No. No, it has been a big year, and like I said, some people have come and gone for our lives this year for the better, I believe.
Yeah.
And I was saying something today on my Insta story, you know, about make sure the people around you are happy. Make sure you're happy and then it's all good. But some of the people around you, you'll never make happy. And
well, because there's they're no not, need to. Because they're not
happy. No, that's right. And they're that's why I'm saying I've just got this tight-knit circle of people that I'm sort of good friends with because, two, I've got limited time. And, yeah, two, one, I've got limited time. And, two, that I just it's hard to trust people sometimes. You know, like I've had enough dickheads in my life that, you know, makes it hard to trust people.
Mm.
So you only want certain people in your life.
But do you find that, like, you don't ever fully trust people?
Yeah, I trust people. Some people I let in too fast, I think. You know, that's right. What happened this year. I let a couple of people in a little bit quicker than I should have, and they turned out to be not my sort of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, but what I was getting to is some people around you will never be happy and never try and ever make those people happy as well. You just, some people you got to brush, you know, and that's what I know me and Chambers talk about a bit, that, you know, I've got this saying that family ain't shit.
Mm.
And it's true because some people's family are fucking rapists and murderers and child molesters. That's someone else's family. Just there's proof right there that family ain't shit.
No,
it's what you make it.
Yeah, I know, you know, but like, you're still not articulating the way that you want it to be articulated with the family ain't shit part.
Yeah, because I'm getting to that. I'm getting to that.
It doesn't matter who, if someone's a blood relation or not, if they're not making any effort to be a part of your life, you're not going to make any effort.
No, and it's not just about making effort to be part of someone's life. I've got best friends that I can not talk to for 12 months and we're still best friends when we see each other and meet.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just how other people are going to treat you and what sort
of people they are.
Like, yeah, no, just what sort of people they are. You don't have to
like everyone.
No, that's right. Not everyone has to like me either, which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good because I don't fucking need people to like me and I don't need to like people unless I like them.
You know what I mean? You don't have to be friends with people that's right. you don't like. You don't have
to be friends with everyone.
Yeah.
But because I've got a couple of guys messaging me and it's all about their family being real negative and stuff like that towards them. And, you know, what I'm trying to say is that, like family's what you make it and friends are who you make them and how they are with you that makes them such good friends. Just because someone's family don't mean you have to keep them in your life
because
or try and please them or anything.
Because they're a relation.
Yeah, no, that's right. Hopefully they're not like that at all. I'm not saying just brush your family off.
Yeah.
Because hopefully they're nice cunts and yours are all good friends and get along. But yeah,
but some people don't like their family don't get along with their family.
But I just wanted to renege on what I said today.
Okay.
About saying, you know, make sure the people around you are happy as well. But what I really mean by that is make sure the loved ones around you are happy.
Right.
Because if you love someone, then they're obviously good to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
But, yeah, that's that. Yeah, it was a mega year. 2018 is just going to be sick as well. Can't freaking wait.
I know, me too. Well, we're pretty excited. I know.
And it's starting it off. It's happening. Wake up at the cabin in the morning out in the wilderness, which is freaking beautiful.
And we might go for a hunt.
Yeah, we can go for a look. There's heaps of pig ripping around. And that was a massive fellow buck that I seen this afternoon. Like, he's not even fully grown out in velvet yet, and he's huge, so...
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So what do you think people have to look forward to in 2018 for us or you?
Oh, from us?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's lots of things happening with sponsors, which is good. And not that I need sponsors, but sponsors are very helpful in getting more hunting done and things like that. It's not a justification to why I hunt, but it's a justification to hunt as much as I do when you've got sponsors. You know what I mean? Because it works in sponsors' favors, works in your favor. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, which is good. So more sponsors is good. The podcast, I'll keep trying to pump the podcast, but they're so frustrating to do. Like just the setup and stuff like that. And I'm good. Technically, I'm really good. But it's just a bitch. It's really time consuming. And like I like talking to you and those other close people to me anyway. So like I always said, if you were just sitting around a campfire, you should just stuck a microphone in the middle there and caught those campfire conversations.
Yeah.
Which is essentially just what we're doing now. Like you have these talks and you're like, oh, that would have been awesome on the podcast.
Yeah.
But so that's not the frustrating bit to do, but uploading it and shit like that is so annoying. Like internet in Australia is like shit. You know what I mean? Like technology is a bit of a bitch. But no, I'll keep pumping the podcast. You and me have got our clothing line coming out.
Yay!
Early 2018, so that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Then I'll do all my usual hunting, like the fallow deer and the red deer and the rut.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And then we've got the ATA show. We're doing that together. I think I'm doing the Western Expo by myself. Mountain Ops is going to get me along. And then New Zealand at some point, because that's the Yeti hunt. And then I'll probably mention a few hunts that Kim doesn't even know about here.
This will be interesting.
So
when's the New Zealand one?
Bison or muskox. I prefer bison. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of the details on that. Don't know when the New Zealand one is. Then obviously the Northern Territory, hoping to get Joe Rogan out. I'm sure Cam will want to come out again, which would be cool. But then I'm going to do my own 30-day trek thing. And then me, you...
You've already covered the whole...
Well, no, I'm up to September now. That's just someone commenting.
Oh, okay.
And then me, you and the kids. Yeah, but
you've already maxed out at least something every month already.
Yeah, I'm getting I'll fit it in.
Yeah.
Then I'm getting... Then me, you and the kids are heading over to America. We're going to be stationed in America for 3 or 4 months. We're going to have a white Christmas. So
4 months.
Yeah, I'll do a few hunts solo, like in and out, just like a few days here and a few days there.
Did you say a few months solo?
No, a few days solo. Oh, okay. In and out here and there. And then I think we're in camp with Acubo, which will be awesome, chasing elk and mule deer.
Is that in Oregon?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's in Oregon,
so that'd be cool. Then I got another tag, and I think that's with Mountain Ops going for a hunt for elk as well. So that'd be sweet. Then a couple of things, whatever we want to do. I think me and you will probably hunt whitetail together as well. And then we should see Christmas in America.
Yeah.
New Year's back here again.
Yep.
That's the year done, just like that. It's ridiculous.
Not even including me. And what I want to do.
Yeah, well, you're not working next year, which is nice.
Yeah.
And I'm not working, which is really nice as well.
Cool.
Yeah, it should be fun. Great. The shitty thing about being that busy like that, the shitty thing about, because I hate having plans. Like I'm
you
just,
have to.
I know you have
We're
to.
We're the opposite. We're the opposite.
It's just so I'm a planner. Nice to do what
He's
you
just
want
like
when you
fly
want.
By.
Yeah. It's so nice to do what you want when you want. None of that shit on your mind. If a hunt comes up, you go and do it. If you feel like hunting a certain species, you go and do it. If you feel like whatever, you just go and do it because there's nothing on your plate. You know, that's
just selfish.
Yeah, I know, but that's, fuck it, I'm selfish then. Because I've been like that pretty much most of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Yeah, I know you can't. You sort of can. You sort of can't. Yeah, you sort of can. But anyway, if that's got to end...
I'm pretty friggin' easy.
You are.
When it comes to stuff that you want to do.
Oh, totally. And that's why I've always... That's why I can...
That's why, like, I love you.
No, that's true. But that's why I can be like, oh, I've got this hunt. You know, oh, Lonnie's going up for a pig hunt. I'm just going to tag along with Lonnie for 3 or 4 days pig hunting. You know, it's like... And it's no drama, but... Anyway, it's like when Ben O'Brien said, oh, do you want to come to Hawaii after I just got back from New Zealand?
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, it's too much. I've been away from Kim and the kids too much. And you're like, nah, you can go if you want. Fuck. I didn't, by the way.
I know you didn't.
I got some brownie points for that shit.
Yeah. But I, you know, I understand. I would go to Hawaii for sure.
Yeah, well, we should do that in 2018.
Yeah, we'll just squeeze that in somewhere.
So, what are you looking forward to in 2018?
Mainly looking... I'm looking forward to going to Bali again.
Yeah. Because
it's fun. And I'm looking forward to the rut.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the rut's going to be awesome.
And hopefully, you know, having some people up at the cabin during the rut as well, maybe.
Yeah, depends who. It's hard. Yeah, yes and no.
It just depends who's available.
It depends who's available. Depends what landowners are going to let us hunt on their places as well this year. Because if you have a few people, you need a bit more country.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's stuff like
that. So fuck all y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've had visitors like every single year since we've had the farm.
Around that time. Well, it's usually around Easter, school holiday time.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know, maybe this year's a bit quieter and I just, you know, concentrate on getting you a bigger buck, maybe a doe as well, you know, just have that extra meat.
Mm.
I know we want to, I've got to build a meat house actually, that's one thing I do have to build.
Because, we do have a lot to do up here.
Yeah, because we want to definitely stack up a lot more meat at home because we've run out a couple of times this year.
But we want to try and be up here more next year than... previous.
Yeah. Yeah.
As well. So hopefully we'll all be together.
Yeah.
When we're up here. Sure, so then that'll be good.
Yeah.
What else am I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to the 4 months in America as well.
Yeah.
And a white Christmas.
That's gonna be
But
so
I don't like I don't I really don't like to wish the whole year away just to get to that point. But yeah, I am looking forward to it. No, it'll
be exciting once it comes up. Like,
I wonder...
Christmas in Australia is going to the beach in shorts and thongs.
Like, it's nice, but to me, it's not Christmas because, like, I had my childhood in the Midwest of America, so it always snowed. And so, to me, Christmas isn't Christmas without snow.
Yeah, it would be nice to see.
So, it's just nice.
See, finally.
Yeah.
For anyone that doesn't know, April Vokey's had a little baby since she was last on the show, which is pretty cool. Her first.
That's cool.
And it hasn't slowed her down one bit because I've seen her and Charles out fishing in the boat already.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah, that is good. I know we haven't seen her yet, so hopefully we'll see her
soon. We need to try and catch up with those guys.
Maybe before we... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when.
Yeah, we'll get it done.
Yeah, because we've already planned, like, the next month, pretty much.
Yeah.
Next month and a bit. Yep. Exciting.
Yep, it is going to be crazy. Well, let's call this podcast short for a change. We're at 1 hour. We're usually doing for 2.5. So I think 1 hour is good.
We must be boring.
Yeah, must be. And then tomorrow night we'll try and kick another one off.
What? I'm not here.
Oh, no, I'm not here tomorrow night either because I'm running you home. That's what I'm saying.
Are you going to stay at home tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
And then you're going to come back up.
Maybe. Righto, have a good one, kids. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And if you didn't enjoy the podcast, then simply
fuck you.
Fuck you.